The Boston area has lost beloved music venues since the pandemic hit 2 years ago. But tonight, a new club opens in the Boston Landing area of Alston Brighton, and it's a big one. Roadrunner is being billed as the largest indoor general admission venue in New England. WBUR's Andrea Shea took a tour to find out how and why the team behind Roadrunner designed it to be a better experience for audiences and artists.
When you walk into a music venue, sometimes you end up meandering from the box office in a herd of people through cramped hallways to find the stage. At Roadrunner, the stage is one of the first things you see.
Hello. Hello there. Hello. Check one. Check two. Welcome. First time speaking through the PA, feeling good about it? Feeling great.
Audio technician Reed Calkin isn't alone.
Just hearing that PA turn on, the sound come through, it's like this is something that we've been thinking about for 4+ years and like a proud parent.
Josh Batti has been overseeing Roadrunner's build out from the beginning. He heads the Boston office for the Bowery Presents, which owns and books other local clubs, including the Sinclair and the Royale.
So we had, you know, an option for bands to play a 500 capacity room, a 1200 capacity room, and then we were limited in our options of where we could take those shows.
They found this 50,000 square foot space at Boston Landing, a development in Alston, Brighton. It was originally built as a Celtics training facility that moved across the street. The huge room was a blank slate for Batti's team to design a dream venue for artists and fans that they say goes beyond the music.
How can you either get that person who goes to one or two shows a year to go to 3 or 4 shows a year? Or the person who goes to 15 or 20 concerts a year, how do you get them to go to 25? No one has to go to a concert. So how can you incentivize people to come in there?
The multi-level Roadrunner is pretty fancy. It has plenty of bars and bathrooms. The decor evokes skateboard parks, sports, and Boston's music history. But for Batti, sightlines and sound were priority.
What's the sightline from here? What's the sightline from there? Can everyone in this venue see the show? And can everyone hear it well?
Then there are the behind-the-scenes areas that are invisible to audiences.
And now we'll kind of walk to the backstage area.
Backstage, Batti says touring artists' needs should be as important as the audiences. Life on the road is hard, so there are 5 well-appointed dressing rooms and a cozy lounge where the musicians can recharge.
These artists are traveling all around, right? They're running on limited sleep. Providing good amenities to the artists allow them to kind of perform at their highest level, right? You know, it's not dissimilar from an athlete where if they're comfortable, if they feel like they've had a good day, they have a better show. When they have a better show, the fans feel it.
Batti is especially proud of a less sexy amenity, the off-street indoor loading dock. Since high school, he's helped lug equipment from trucks parked outside to the stage, and he feels for roadies like Jared Herman.
Whenever a crew rolls in and they see that it's going to be quick in and out and they're going to get to their shower really quickly at the end of the night, it's usually a good day. So that's always nice.
Herman got a sneak peek of Roadrunner and also appreciates the backstage laundry. He's tour manager and sound engineer for the Boston band Lake Street Dive, which headlines the venue this summer. But Herman says Roadrunner will be a game changer for touring artists in the winter.
There's no 3,000 cap indoor venue that exists, and in New England, it's pretty cold most months.
Career musicians need to sell tickets year-round, says Lake Street Dive's drummer Michael Calabrese.
This is how you make a living now. Not to go on a tirade, but you know, the advent of streaming services has really decimated the financial foundation of any band's music.
Lake Street Dive formed as a band in 2004 at the New England Conservatory. Early on, they played at bubble tea cafes, moved up to clubs like the Lizard Lounge, then with Bowery Presents to the Sinclair and Wang. Calabrese says graduating to larger venues is the goal for working musicians. He also hopes Roadrunner relieves pressure on Boston's venue ecosystem that never has enough rooms for local artists to play.
That might mean that other bands can start playing the Sinclair, which means that other bands can start playing Lizard Lounge and other bands can start playing Toad, and you can kind of open up the space available to not only out of town, but local acts to gain access to the scene.
Roadrunners teams see the venue as a love letter to Massachusetts music scene. That's why they named it after the classic song by the local group Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with rock and roll. Then I'll be out of my room.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shagg.